going, Christy. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Nordic Village Public Infrastructure District number one. Today's August 10th, 2026. It's 1:04 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state their name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Dave, your vice chair, would you like to start?
Dave Smith.
Laurent Jouffray, clerk.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
Brendan Campbell, District Accountant.
Derek Campbell, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at our location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board, first up, we need to have a public hearing related to the budget amendments for the 2026 budget. So with that, I need a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll motion to open the public hearing.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. So board, now we're in a public hearing, and that's to take any public comments relating to the 26 budget amendment. So Brendan, do you want to walk through those for us?
Yes. All right. So on your screen, you have the proposed final budget, just to give you a recap of our journey and how we got here. Earlier in the year, we adopted the original budget. Actually, last year, late last year, we adopted the original budget in advance of, excuse me, in advance of the bond issuance. There was also, excuse me, a consideration that our budget needed to be amended to be able to take into account all of the changes in the financial activity that we would anticipate because of the 2026 bond issuance. And so in April, we approved what we called a tentative budget. Now, a tentative budget is just a, hey, this is the budget as proposed, but we can adjust it and change it. And then today is the approval of the final budget when we have a public hearing. And so on your screen, you have all three of those columns. You have our original budget that we adopted last fall, the tentative budget, which we adopted or approved in April, and then what we are proposing be the final amended budget, which is that third column from the left. Now, the reason of the timing difference between the tentative budget presentation and this budget is we wanted to have the final bond issuance numbers. And so what we have included in the 2026 final amended column is all of the numbers as occurred in the actual bond issuance. And so that's the actual activity. Now, I did include a variance column just to show you the difference between what we had approved in April as the tentative amended budget and then what we are asking you to approve today, just to show those differences. Instead of highlighting or walking through the entire budget, I'm just going to highlight those differences. What's changed since you approved the tentative budget so you can see those changes. So if you're looking on your screen, kind of focusing in a little bit on that right-hand column, there's the other sources and uses section there in the middle. What you can see is the bond proceeds amount from when we approved that tentative budget to the actual pricing of the bonds. The bond proceeds amount decreased about $585,000. Now, as a result of that, there's also less cost of issuance, and we also had less money that we had to transfer to our debt service fund. So you see some adjustments in the bond proceeds, cost of issuance, and transfer to other fund amount. Also, because we had less bond proceeds, that also resulted in less capital outlay that the district would have available for project costs. So those were the changes from to the tentative budget in the proposed final in the capital project fund. Then moving up to our debt service fund, same format, same explanation. You can see there's some adjustments over here on the right hand column, these variances. So I mentioned earlier that there was less money transferred over from the debts transferred over to the debt service fund. There are certain reserve requirements that were embedded in the 2026 bonds. And because of the decrease in the par amount, there was a decrease in the amount of that reserve. And so there was a $64,801 decrease in our reserve requirement. So that number decreased. And then also there was a recognition that with the multiple bond issuances, that there was going to be an increase in that trustee fee cost, because the trustee is not just managing one bond issuance now, there's two bond issuances. And so that went up $3,000. So those were the changes made to the debt service fund from the approved a tentative budget to what we're proposing today as final. And then lastly, in the general fund, one of the things that we've noted were 7 months into the year, and just looking at the lift that it's taken to service this district year to date, we're seeing that the legal costs are tracking higher than what we had originally budgeted. So we wanted to increase that budget sufficient to cover any costs that might be needed through the end of the year. And so you can see that we increased that legal amount by 10,300, just a $30,000 amount in that line item. And then also, as part of the bond issuance, looking at this other sources section, there's a $36,000 increase. There were additional monies set aside at the bond closing to cover administrative costs. And so that was transferred from the capital project fund up to the general fund to be part of that bucket of money to be available to cover things like accounting and legal and audit costs. So those are all the changes that we made to the approved tentative budget and what we're asking the board today to approve as the final amended budget. Michael, are we I'm going to ask for questions from the board, but at this point, we're not asking for any motions. That's later in the meeting, right?
So this is just the time if the board has any questions or if we have any members of the public, they can ask.
Perfect. So, Dave, Laurent, do you have any questions on the changes to the pr approved tentative budget and what we're proposing as the final budget?
I don't.
Neither.
Okay.
All right. I do not see any members of the public. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. What I would need, board, then is a motion to come out of the public hearing.
I'll motion to come out of the public hearing.
Thanks, Dave.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, board. Next up, we have the board meeting minutes from our last board meeting back May 27th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yeah, let's pull them up on screen and just run through them one more time.
All right.
This
All
was
right.
the May meeting that just Laurent and I were at, if I remember correctly.
Yep. We excused Brooke. We didn't want him to have an unexcused absence.
Very good. All right, yeah, these are the ones I reviewed this morning. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah,
Okay,
I don't have any
perfect.
questions on
All right, could
the
I get a
previous
motion then
minutes.
to approve?
Y'all motion to approve the previous meeting's minutes.
Thanks,
Second
Dave.
that motion.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Brendan.
All right, so the next item on the agenda is to review the quarterly expenditures. In your board packet, we do have all of the payments that were made from the district accounts in the months of April, May, and June for the Q2. So on your screen, you can see the different accounts and what's been paid from those. So in this top section, we have our cash admin fund. So this is that general fund. And these are the expenses that were paid out of that fund. You can see Pinnacle, Snow Jensen, your attorney, your accountant, your engineer, your auditor, just those general administrative costs totaling $44,612.18.
What's connection again?
So they are your district engineer that certifies the
Oh,
costs before they get paid from the construction fund.
thank you.
You're welcome. And then under the construction account, these are all the payments that have been made since the or in Q2. So we have various requisitions to various entities. I won't name them all. And you have a chance to look at those in your board packet. Look at them on the screen. I'll just slowly scroll down. But in second quarter, where there was a total of $3,211,564.09. I'm happy to answer any questions you have on any of these payments.
Don't have any question personally. Dave, all those numbers pretty well. So
Well, Laurent, I have a lot of numbers in my head. If you were to quiz me invoice by invoice on the spot, I'd probably fall a little bit short. But we have good controls in place. Each of these come through, from the trustee from Science Bank, first to Brooke and then to me. Obviously, you see me carbon copied on those. So. Yes, these all look very, very familiar. Once we've received an email from Science Bank that I've replied on.
okay, so we're making sure we don't pay things twice.
Yep.
Yeah, we got a lot of good attorneys and accountants helping on all of that.
I see four of them just on the five of them just on, or six of them, I don't know, on the screen. So.
Yeah. All right. So
Okay.
if no additional questions, then we can move to the second quarter financial statement review. All right. What I did with these financial statements, just to try to be consistent with the numbers, the final budget column is presented as the final amended budget that we just discussed. I didn't want to have a different benchmark for this presentation, so I made sure that column was in there, even though you haven't yet approved that as the final budget. You'll do that in a few minutes, I suppose, but wanted to make sure we had that consistency. So starting here, again, these are June 30th financial statements. This is your general fund where we have our general administrative costs. I'll be focusing my comments primarily on that middle column, the actual through June 30th. And then there's the relative to that again, final amended budget. And then there's the variance column. What we see through June 30th, the monies that are held with the trustee for administrative costs, they are earning interest. And so interest about 1 million, sorry, 1 million, 1,000. If only it was 1 million,
Yeah.
$1,160. Your expenditures to date for administrative costs, $39,553. I'd mentioned earlier that we were trending a little high on the legal district management side, and so we had increased that budget to make sure that we have that covered. Hopefully that's
Is
enough
this
there.
a full fis is this a regular fiscal year ending 12/31?
It is, yes.
So we're 75-ish% through the legal district management, but 50% through the year. We're about 70% through the accounting and finance budget. Again, only 50% through the year. Are the burn rates or expenses expected to be less in the second half, or are we going to be over budget or seeing another budget amendment?
Yeah, can speak generally, and then Michael, please jump in. A couple of things that I would say from the finance and accounting side, we do have our audit process that we go through in the first half of the year, and so we do have a heavier lift in the first half of the year to get that effort accomplished. Additionally, we did have a handful of extra board meetings with going through the bond issuance process. We know we'll have a couple of more through the end of the year, but from my perspective, I do anticipate the second half will be less time intensive than the first half. I'm hopeful that we can still come in under that 17,000, but there's that question, and as the year proceeds, definitely we'll keep the board apprised, and we may ask for a budget amendment at the end of the year if we're not able to stay within that overall $61,300.
Yeah, we're similar, Dave. Part of it is the bond issuance. So I'm curious. I'll need to go back and look and see how much of that should have, could have gone into the closing costs for the bond. We should, the only time we'll get busier between now and the end is November and December, and that's going to be Brandon's and Derek's big time too as we go through the budget for 27. So hopefully, same as Brendan, hopefully we can come in at that 30 or less. We can keep track of it. For my time, a lot of it hinges on, you know, how much development happens, requisitions, that kind of stuff. So that's just kind of hit and miss depending on how the development goes. So,
I would just say, add to that, from a legal pers from an attorney perspective, the couple board meetings coming up, but otherwise, I think most of this is attributed to the bond issuance that happened earlier this year. Otherwise, unless there's an annexation or change in board members or something, I don't anticipate us having a whole lot extra rest there.
all right. Thank you for those responses.
good
Welcome.
question, though.
All right. So moving now to the debt service fund. So the debt service fund, this is where the district holds monies that have been set aside for payment of principal and interest of the bonds. There are certain reserve requirements that were established when the 2025 and 2026 bonds were issued, as well as some capitalized interest monies that were set aside. Capitalized interest being the first 2 or 3 years' worth of interest on the bonds that are set aside to pay those interest payments for the first few years. That allows the development to develop and allow that property tax base to get created. But because we have those monies in reserve, we do have interest earnings that we have recognized. And so you can see through June 30th, interest of $172,000. The district did make its bond interest payment earlier this year of nearly $1.9 million, and that came out of that capitalized interest fund. Additionally, you see in your transfer from, there was a transfer at closing for the 2026 bonds, which we mentioned earlier in the budget amendment discussion, that $1,338,000 was transferred from the 2026 bond issuance to come into the debt service fund. And you can see that here under the components of ending fund balance, that reserve, that surplus fund of 2026 of $101,338,000 that was brought in. But that in total then leaves within the debt service fund $9,376. And ultimately, all of those monies will go back to pay the bonds. It's just a matter of timing. The capitalized interest burns down over the first 2 or 3 years, as I mentioned, and then the surplus funds, they usually accumulate. And then as we get to the latter part of the bond's life, then that's a lump sum payment at the end. All right, and then moving down to our capital projects fund. Here we have all of the activity related to the payment of requisitions for that public infrastructure from our construction fund, as well as any interest earnings on that. And so what you can see at the top, interest income, $237,000. The district has paid out under capital outlay expenditures about $4.9 million in requisitions for payment or reimbursement of infrastructure. And then under the other sources and uses, you can see then the 2026 bond issuance. You can see the issuance of just over $15 million of bond proceeds, cost of issuance through June 30th of $534,000, and then that transfer from the bond proceeds, which was the additional monies that we saw up in the general fund and the debt service fund as those monies were transferred. But that leaves then within the capital projects fund here at the ending fund balance, about $21.6 million available for public infrastructure costs. All right. Any questions on the second quarter financial statements?
Oh.
Okay, so what I need then, board, is a motion to approve the second quarter payment and expenditure listing and the second quarter financial statements.
I'll motion to approve the second quarter expenditure listing and the second quarter financial statements.
Thanks, Dave.
On that motion.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, so I just threw up in Utah, we have to do all budget approvals through resolution. So here's the budget amendment resolution. Looks familiar because it's the same as what we do every year for the regular budget. So this just says we had a previous final budget, we went through, amended it. So now we're approving it and we're keeping the mill levy the same at 5 mills. So, any questions?
No.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve resolution 2026-05?
Yeah, I'll motion to approve resolution 2026-05.
And I second that
Thanks,
motion.
Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right, Laurent, if you'll look for a share file, I'll send it to you and Brooke for signature for that
Okay.
resolution. So, all right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
No, other than next time we'll let Laurent make the motions and I'll second. I just want to keep the score even.
All right, that'll
Okay.
work. Christy, make a note of that so that we can take care of that. Okay, well, if there's nothing else, take a motion to adjourn.
Almost to adjourn.
And I second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Hey, Brendan, I'll call you.